This week we think about joy. I wonder what brings you joy. You might be quick to answer family, kids, grandkids, friends, travel, food, being outside, gadgets, things I'm sure you can list, each one of us with something different. We think of joy as pretty easy to identify, don't we? This or that brings me joy. But what is joy really? One definition in Webster's dictionary is the emotion of great happiness. But then how do you define happiness? Something that brings you joy. I guess if we could clearly define happiness, then we could probably better understand what makes people joyful, and then perhaps we could come closer to making the world joyful. And I wonder, do we see happiness as the same as joy? While this season of the year is supposed to be the most wonderful, joy-filled, happiest time of the year, we know that for so many, it's really the saddest, hardest time of the year. I've sat with many in these last few weeks who are in deep sadness, struggling with even getting up out of bed in the morning. Joy is the last thing that they're feeling. Yesterday, Roy and I were in the drugstore, and we were checking out, and Roy asked the checker, "How are you today?" And almost without skipping a beat, he responded, "We're slammed with work. I think I remember a time when I liked Christmas, but not anymore." A young 20-something who already is burnt out on Christmas. That kind of hit me pretty hard. Have we really gotten to the point in our world that we're ruining Christmas for each other because we're trying so hard? Because we've got to get the right gifts for each other, and we've got to cram in all the events, and we've got to get where we need to be faster? People even seem to be driving crazier than normal. And for Austin, that's pretty crazy. I mean, we start the whole season earlier and earlier. We can't even get through lunch on Thanksgiving before the shopping begins. So what is joy during this time of year? Is joy getting all your shopping done? Is joy getting the turkey ready? Is joy getting all of the junk put away the day after Christmas? Or is joy being in the moment, in the present, knowing the reason we do all of this? I've got a real kick watching so many of the fun Christmas videos you see on Facebook and on the internet. And Kevin showed me a video that I just loved called Funny Nativity. Some of you may have seen it. I loved it so much that I really wanted to show it to you this morning. And so I texted Kevin and I said, "Are you planning on using that next week in your sermon?" And he said, "In worship? But I want you to see it, so I want you to watch this short little video for a moment." Okay, so you get why I think it's very funny. We've probably all at one time or another actually lived through a program just like that. Thank goodness our program this morning was not like that. Our children sang, they were angelic. But we've all sat through that, and where one of the little ones gets swept away by the moment and they've thrown themselves into the program. The really sad thing this day and time is that in a matter of minutes, it goes viral on the World Wide Web and everyone sees it. But I show it to you today because, yes, it's funny and it makes us laugh, but also it's a type of joy that I think we often lose sight of, a type of joy we forget exists, that childlike joy that comes not from letting the world be responsible for our joy, but the joy that is deep down inside of us. I really love the beginning of the video, and we were kind of wrestling with the sound, so you may have missed it, but the girl comes on the stage with these huge wings. They're twice her size. And she doesn't even begin to recognize that her wings are knocking everybody over as she's coming up. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that we don't need to pay attention to how we treat others or how our actions affect others. But the joy that this little girl doesn't even realize that she has these enormous wings, they're just part of her. And she walks up on trying to get to her place to do her part to tell the story. I like to think that she's just so excited to tell the story of Jesus. Then as the music begins, she gives it her all. Now some might say she gives it more than her all. But she's not appearing to try to get anyone's attention. She just seems to be singing with all she's got. The other thing that I noticed is that she doesn't really notice how the others are singing, or that the others are looking at her, or that the others are laughing at her. Even the person who's making the video is laughing, but she's just singing with all she's got, declaring the glory of Jesus. And as she sings it louder, it becomes contagious. The little boy on the front row starts singing with just as much gusto. Now, I'm quite sure our music teachers, Kay and Josh and Dee Dee, and any of you who've taught children in music classes would say, that's not the way we like children to sing. We want them to sing, not to yell. And I agree with that. As long as it's someone else's choir, it's quite funny. But if we could let go of the things in our world that hold us back, and if we could let God's joy soar out of us and through us like that, what could happen? We so often let the world define our joy. Having the right stuff, the right job, the right house, the right car, the 2.5 children, the right education, and on and on. We don't even know what real joy is for ourselves. We watch shows on television, we see others living in a certain way, and we think, I've got to do that, I've got to have that. I think about Mary in our scripture today. I'm thinking by worldly standards, she should not in any way be joyous about her situation. Think about it. She finds out she's going to have this baby. What happens immediately? She leaves town to go visit a relative. Certainly in my lifetime, that was what happened when young girls found out they were expecting, and families wanted to hide the situation. Mary's unmarried. She's expecting a child. Who's going to believe her story? Who's going to accept this child born out of wedlock? Who can believe this is a child of God? People will think she's crazy. Certainly, even today, people don't know what to believe about her story. It's debated constantly. Yet somehow, in the midst of what must be fear and certain rejection, she responds with joy. And she and Elizabeth, who both really were not the norm for a mother. Elizabeth being advanced in years, not really ever thinking she would be a mother, and Mary, young and unmarried. Both have the world looking at them and not approving, but both are sure that the future holds for them a child. Loved and to be used by God. They are both bringing children into the world who will make a difference. And both of them, in the midst of great fear and uncertainty, rejoice. Rejoice because God is alive and real in their lives. Oh, that we could have that type of faith. Oh, that we could burst forth in joyous song, declaring the glory of God, the glory of Jesus. I've always pictured Mary quietly, softly, sitting with beautiful lighting, singing the Magnificat, singing praise to God for showing favor to her. But I wonder, maybe, just maybe, Mary stood tall and threw her shoulders back and sang with gusto like the little girl in the video. I'm not sure I'll ever read the Magnificat the same without picturing that little girl belting it out and wondering if Mary had the same childlike strength and assuredness. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Perhaps the difference between joy and happiness, perhaps it is that joy comes from deep within and from a relationship with our Savior, who has taught us hope and peace and love. And in that, we have joy. May we all be able to declare that from the joy that dwells deep within us, regardless of what is happening around us, may we be able to declare, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Amen and amen.